Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive, and I'll get back to that in just a moment. Settlers and natives were living on the land now known as Columbus long before the city was incorporated in 1816, and that's a long time to stock up on stories of ghosts and hauntings. A favorite landmark known for its hauntings is the Green Lawn Cemetery, and we'll be talking a lot more about that later as well. Randy Rogers is president and executive director of Green Lawn Cemetery Association. That's the nonprofit that owns Green Lawn, and we welcome him to the show.
Good morning.
Doreen Newhouse-Sauer is Education and Outreach Coordinator for Columbus Landmarks and a great friend of WOSU. Doreen has led many architectural tours of the city, and this time of the year, her focus is on stories of hauntings. So welcome back.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support. Your support is the most important part of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 for a membership of $15 a month. I'm kind of excited about this. As a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, you can get a very special offer available for this hour only. Get two tickets to a WOSU public media exclusive haunted tour of Green Lawn Cemetery. You and a guest are invited on this ghostly tour, which is Sunday, October 13th. The tour will be hosted by Doreen Newhouse-Sauer from the Columbus Landmarks Foundation and Randy Rogers, the executive director of Green Lawn Cemetery, and my guest this hour. The tour includes a twilight walk, spooky, among the oldest sections of the cemetery with stories of those who rest there and those who may still wander elsewhere. This will be a great evening with other WOSU members. That's always a fun part of it. But we have very limited number of tickets for this tour. And once they are gone, they are gone. That's two tickets for a special haunted tour at Green Lawn Cemetery for $15 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. But wait, there's more. After the tour, you'll enjoy light refreshments and entertainment as you explore the grand and historically spooky Green Lawn Abbey. Don't miss this wonderful evening. Get two tickets for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 right now. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Please don't wait. This is going to be a super spooky blast. So, Doreen, what do you think makes Columbus such a prime place for these scary stories?
You know, that's a really good question. And I think we've pondered that a lot at Landmarks. As you may know, we probably have been doing these longer than Boston, Philadelphia, possibly Savannah.
I didn't know that.
And it was because in the early 70s, there was a lot of rehab going on during Victorian Village, Sherman Village, other things coming on. And we would get calls at Landmarks with somebody saying, you know, now that we're redoing the master bedroom of our lovely little shotgun in German Village, there's something in this house with us and it appears at bedtime and screams at us or whatever. And we would look at each other in the office. I remember it looking at the secretary who was taking these calls and would say, you know, we can make suggestions about wood windows, but this is getting a little out of our expertise.
Not in your wheelhouse.
It wasn't in our wheelhouse. And but we started collecting these stories, and I was doing freelance writing on Town Street where every other building was occupied by something that wasn't paying rent. And so after a while, we realized, it was a very short time, we realized, well, you know, why don't we just tell these stories? It's a way to introduce people to historic buildings and point out the other things. And so we started this, I believe, in 1984. And it's been going since then. And people call us, they tell us stories, or we collect them that way, and then we try to do the research. I think because Columbus is such a crossroads, it really is. We look at it a little bit sometimes like, you know, the mayonnaise on white bread metaphor. Mm-hmm. But it really is many cultures coming through, and from Appalachian, African American, Irish, German. And each of them has that connection to remembering. And I think that's the big piece here.
And Green Lawn Cemetery fits into the narrative of Columbus's haunted history and its history for sure very well, right, Randy?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a little strange. It's a little bit of a paradox, I guess, because we don't do a lot of haunted tours of the cemetery. We don't really have ghost stories at the cemetery. It seems like folks tend to haunt the places that they were familiar with in life, not the place where they're buried. But the thing is, we have 154,000 interments over 170-year history now, and it's all of those stories. We like to tell people we have 154,000 stories to tell, and some of those stories involve tragedy, and some of them involve sadness and unfinished aspirations. And so it really does become a place to tell those stories, even if, maybe we don't have as many bumps in the night as what you might think.
Is Green Lawn always open?
It's open every day from 7 in the morning, and then in the fall when the time changes, it closes at 5. The rest in the summertime, it's open till 7. But it is open every day of the year. We are closed at night, and we do have security to protect the property at night.
Some of the most famous people from Columbus are buried there, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have five governors. We have five Medal of Honor recipients. We have former mayors. We have actors and actresses. Pretty much the full scale, everyone from the working person all the way up to the highest level of government or people that made an international name for themselves are buried there.
Yeah, recently, we've identified almost 85 suffragettes. Part of the movement, or the anti-suffragettes in some cases. Hmm. And we did a tour recently about the 1913 flood, both the victims who are buried there and some of the rescuers who are some of the more famous families who got their boats out of Buckeye Lake and laid a railroad to come and get people out of the trees and out of the houses. So when Randy says there are these stories, what's been interesting is to try to match actually the identity of some of the people with some of the places that are purported to be haunted in Columbus by these people for whatever reason. And as he said, some of them are maybe seeking vengeance or some are seeking forgiveness, lost children, a loved one, or they're just simply looking for a good party and a glass of sherry. And so they're still out there.
Still out there. And the tour that we're talking about, it's going to be at twilight. That means
right.
Just past sunset.
Right. And that, I think, is part of it falls into the history of Green Lawn itself. Green Lawn, and Randy can talk more about this, is a rural, beautiful cemetery movement that came out of essentially Mount Auburn in Massachusetts in the beginning of or the middle of the 19th century. And it was a profound philosophical shift about how people looked at death. And it was the idea of taking the land that is natural and leaving it that way and putting the dead to rest there. So the Victorian concept of visiting at twilight would have been very common when people would have had time to do this. And people are thinking about life and death in a much larger sense. And I'm sure Randy wants to add to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things, to me that's special about this particular tour, the twilight part isn't the creepiness factor or the haunted factor. It's just the fact that it's such a beautiful place with the old markers and the big trees. And when you're out there at that end of the day light, those last rays of sunlight and the twilight and the sunset, it's just a very beautiful time to visit the cemetery. And so it's going to be a beautiful walk for that reason as well. And as we weave in some of these stories, like Doreen mentioned, the 1913 flood victims, oftentimes when we do these tours in the fall, that's kind of what we talk about, is the maybe not necessarily the haunted stories, but the tragedy stories or the notorious stories. And the 1913 flood victims, of course, very tragic there. We also just recently had some research done, and we identified a notorious gangster who is buried at Green Lawn. And so his story is really interesting.
There are unmarked graves, right?
There are, yes. Sometimes, we're actually working on one right now. We have a section. It's a great story because there's a small stone for a 21-year-old girl who died in 1931 of tuberculosis. Obviously, a very humble means. And yet someone created a handmade concrete stone and just scratched her name in the top of it and loved her enough and cared about her enough to put a homemade stone in for her. A couple spaces down is a really famous poet named Elliot Blaine Henderson. When he died, he had pretty much outlived his friends, his fame, and his family. And he's never had a marker. And we're working right now on putting a marker up for to recognize him. So those kinds of stories are just so interesting to me and such a great part of what Greenlawn offers the community, being able to remember things like that and appreciate how different people look at death, different people's situations, and remembering their individual stories.
But we will tell ghost stories.
yes.
Because
rest assured.
Right. Rest, no pun intended, I'm sure. But because it gives us an opportunity to say, this person is resting here, we hope, peacefully. But tonight when you go home, drive by and see if you can find them there. So we will be telling a lot of those stories, too.
And we do have a tangible ghost in that part of the cemetery that we may see that night. We have an albino squirrel that we call the Ghost of Greenlawn, and he's always running around back there.
So you might get lucky. This hour on All Sides is all about the haunting history of Columbus and some haunting people with a tie to Columbus and Greenlawn Cemetery. You're listening to all of this during our fall membership drive. Support a talk show that is truly local. And for this hour only, we're offering you a special thank you gift. For $15 a month as a sustainer, you can get two tickets for a WOSU Public Media exclusive haunted tour of Greenlawn Cemetery. This walking tour will explore several ghostly sites in the oldest sections of the cemetery. Join us on Sunday, October 13th at 5:30 p.m. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience for WOSU members only. That's $15 a month as a sustainer for two tickets or make a one-time gift of $180. And we have a limited number of tickets. Get that gift in early if you want to go. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. After the tour, you and your guest will enjoy light refreshments and entertainment at Greenlawn Abbey. Hear some spooky ghost stories, learn some history, enjoy some snacks. It will be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it and hope to see you there. Don't miss your chance to attend this exclusive event. Get two tickets for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 right now. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And remember, you don't just get to attend this great event, but you'll also be supporting public radio with your gift. We are listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. We count on listeners like you to give what you can during these membership drives. In return, we bring you news and information that you can trust every day. All Sides with Ann Fisher is here for you every day at 10 a.m. talking about what is going on in Central Ohio. We have in-depth, thoughtful conversations, and we're able to do that because we're listener supported. We're able to do that because of you. Make a gift now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. My guests, Randy Rogers, he's president and executive director of Greenlawn Cemetery Association. That's the nonprofit that owns and operates Greenlawn. And also Doreen Newhouse-Sauer. She's education and outreach coordinator for Columbus Landmarks. And both of them will be leading the tour when we depart at 5:30 that day on that Sunday on October 13th. Again, 866-897-9678 is the number to call or go to WOSU.org. It'll only take a few minutes. What about the spirits of Native Americans that once lived in Columbus? Is there a story about that at Greenlawn? Randy?
You know, I don't think we have a particular story. It is interesting. At the time of European settlement, there weren't a lot of Indians in the area, but there was a Mingo encampment near the Greenlawn Dam, so mm-hmm. just maybe a half mile away from the cemetery. And undoubtedly, they visited the cemetery and used that land for hunting and et cetera. We do feel a connection to them because we do preserve a small remnant of native mixed oak forest, and we have original trees that go back to 250, 300, 314 years old is our oldest tree. And that's one of the connections that we make with the cemetery, that because it was preserved as a rural cemetery, we still have the original landscape of Columbus, the original treescape of Columbus, and you really can feel that connection back to pre-settlement Columbus and the wildlife and the Native American people that lived in the area.
It does feel ancient.
Yes.
In its way.
One of the questions I get a lot of time is, you know, is it scary in the cemetery at night? Because working with security and everything, I'm in there quite a bit. And I would say, no, it's really not a scary place at night at all. It's a very peaceful place and a very beautiful place. You do have to be careful because we have a lot of skunks. So the scariest thing is you walk out from around a stone and you might step on a skunk. But it's just so peaceful, and you do feel that connection to maybe an earlier time.
And I think we can come equipped with tomato juice in case that happens. I know that the times I've been out there, I've only ever been startled by a deer that suddenly I didn't realize is within a couple feet of me.
Uh-huh.
But I want to go back to what Randy was saying about the Mingo encampment. I think the other connection is the river. There's a darkness about the river. And I noticed this more and more because if I've been collecting stories or doing oral histories along South High, for instance, they tend to be more about the suicides that happened in the river. There is a story about the two brothers in the Civil War who made it back home successfully and were going to meet their sisters who were coming up by train, and they went down to the Scioto to bathe, to freshen up, and both drowned in the river, you know, and never at that happy reunion homecoming. And I think in people's collective minds that there are other things about the river, that it's both nurturing and sustaining, and obviously the crops and the floodplain, but on the other hand, there is that kind of feeling of darkness about it. If I could add one more thing, there is another tour guide who will be helping us that evening. And for those people who are listening, they know that Tom, Betty, and I have often done these. And we love doing them and have grabbed Randy into this because we believe so strongly in WOSU and the fundraiser. So we don't have any time. And Tom, who could not be with us today,
okay,
will be on that tour.
Oh, good.
And I think the nicest thing is there is a real camaraderie when you're on with a group of people and they're like-minded. And I will tell you, you won't admit this, Anne, but they enjoy meeting you. You are the celebrity. So should you wish to come as some sort of ghost or in real life, I think you're the big draw.
I love doing that kind of, you know, I love doing these shows. I love talking about these issues. And I think you make a really good point about the folks that get together for these kinds of events now that we've started, I think maybe 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. Whatever it may be, they realize they're among kindred spirits, other people who support public radio and public media and love 89.7 NPR News and love the show. And yeah, I mean, it's great to meet the fans of the show too, for me, you know, super fans, mm-hmm. But it's just really nice to be among people. You don't have to explain a lot about yourself. You're all there because you support public media, and it's definitely a community that a lot of times people experience radio alone. And but there are thousands of other people out there experiencing it right along with you, and that's something good to know. I want to say thanks to Jennifer Duval from Columbus and also Michelle Sabadash from Galena for your pledge of support. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our fall membership drive, and we are asking you to support the in-depth conversations we bring you every day. You only find this kind of news and information on public radio. So support the station at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is a special time to become a member because for this hour, we have a great thank you gift. For $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, you can get 2 tickets to take a haunted tour of Greenlawn Cemetery. This event is on Sunday, October 13th. It's a walking tour of the cemetery. It's a perfect way to get you into the Halloween mood. You'll tour some of the oldest sections of the cemetery and hear stories about those who rest there and those who may still wander elsewhere. Don't miss this chance. We have a limited number of tickets. So if you want to go, make that gift of $15 a month as a sustainer and secure your 2 tickets right now. You'll be spending a fun evening with public radio members and fans of All Sides. Make that gift now. That's 2 tickets for $180 as a one-time gift, or come on board for $15 a month as a sustainer. Get your tickets now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And I want to do a shout-out to Todd Carter from Westerville for your pledge of support. Thanks a lot, Todd, for showing your support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides. Your gift gets you this great thank you gift, tickets to a fun event. And your gift also supports the programs you listen to every day. Your gift to 89.7 NPR News today is essential to the future of this station. I know you feel alone, like maybe when you're listening to the radio, you think, well, it's just me and Anne. Nope. There are a lot of other people out there that are listening and supporting 89.7 every day so you can listen to it and enjoy it at your leisure. You know what's going on in Columbus thanks to award-winning local news coverage from the Cracker Jack. Don't get to say that word very often. WOSU News Team. You hear in-depth, thoughtful discussion about our community on all sides with Ann Fisher. And all of this essential local news, news you can trust, is only on the radio thanks to listener contributions. Do your part. Become a member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And again, we have a limited number of tickets to this haunted tour, so make your gift now. And after the tour, we'll have a reception for WOSU members at Greenlawn Abbey with light refreshments and entertainment. Get two tickets now for $15 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is really for history buffs, too, right?
This is one of those tours where you will leave probably learning something, even if you know a lot about Columbus history, because the historic gossip is just so much out there. And when you're starting to talk, as Randy has said, about individual lives and connections that people had in their lifetime, you can really just start to almost weave that web of the 19th century aura of the cemetery. For us, it's also a learning experience, because I've often had people take me aside on these tours and say, well, I think I know this or I think I know that. And I want to say that for people who do see specters, and I feel like I am Teflon. This is like a joke. You know,
I'm untouched.
I'm at the Kelton House and Oscar goes out for a smoke. You know, I'm sure of it. But so there is definitely sort of a understanding that people do believe this, and then there are people who believe it more as folklore, and then people who believe it more as part of almost a literary tradition, which I wanted to mention. It turns out that probably about 92% of our ghost stories in English literature come out of three sources: Oscar Wilde, William Shakespeare, and Charles Dickens. And so as English speakers, we are almost hardwired to believe that every old house has to be haunted, and there will be a haunted house in every neighborhood, and old buildings kind of are that. But it's because of those stories. But sometimes in the Victorian thinking, what was really happening is the word ghost is almost a metaphor for memory. And so that's why you have ghosts at Christmas time, where the ghost stories are being told. Because when do we tend to remember lost opportunities or things that we should have done, but when we have time for reflection. So I think on every level, people will get something out of what we're doing.
And, you know, Randy Rogers, I think that you made an interesting point about the juxtaposition of this former famous poet who died anonymously, almost without a headstone, and this little girl who died of tuberculosis, and they had very little, and they hand-etched her name into a handmade stone.
Yes.
It's not just a cemetery of the wealthy and the famous, or the formerly wealthy and famous. It's a cemetery that welcomed everybody.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. It's a cross section. It was designed as the primary cemetery for Columbus, and closed down the older cemeteries when we opened. And so it is. It's all spectrums of our community represented there. And that's part of what makes the story so interesting. And we do regular history walks there, and we head a different direction each time, and it's always a different set of stories. And I think that's really what makes them so popular, is that it's not just the story of each mayor and each governor and each famous person, but a lot of times it's stories of, you know, just the average businessman, or and we find that they have fascinating lives as well. And it leaves me a little bit of hope of immortality, that that, you know, even these average people, when you're in the graveyard and you start looking at their stone and you start looking up their story and pull their obituary up, you find that, you know, everyday people actually have very interesting lives, and part of that is remembered in the history. And so I just think that's a fascinating cross section that makes the walk so so involving for people.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 MBR News. It's our fall membership drive. I want to say thanks to Barbara Edwards from Blacklick for your pledge of support, and also Sandra Grasso from Columbus. Thanks for showing your support for 89.7 MBR News. And from Columbus, we have Deborah Peluso and Mary N, initial N. Thank you for your support of 89.7 MBR News. Whether or not you're going on the trip, the tour of Greenlawn Cemetery, we appreciate you taking the time to show your support and tell us that this is something that's important to you. The event, again, that we're talking about this hour is Sunday, October 13th at 5:30 p.m. It's a twilight Victorian walk among the oldest sections of Greenlawn Cemetery, and you'll hear more stories about those who rest there. And then we'll enjoy have a reception at Greenlawn Abbey with light refreshments and entertainment. Make a gift and get two tickets. This is a cool thing, you know, somebody with an October birthday or something like that. What a fun thing to surprise them with. That's $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversation on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. And you hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday morning. You hear straight from newsmakers from all sides of the aisle. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, then now is the time to make a gift and support the station. It's like a vote. And in return for that gift, you can go to an event exclusive to WOSU members. Get two tickets for a haunted tour of Greenlawn Cemetery for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Again, you just heard from Randy Rogers. He's president and executive director of Greenlawn Cemetery Association. That's the nonprofit that owns Green and owns and operates Greenlawn Cemetery. Also with us, Dorian Juha-Sauer. She's education and outreach coordinator for Columbus Landmarks, a great friend of WOSU. She's led several tours now for us in our special events for our membership drives. And also Tom Betty of Columbus Landmarks will be with us for that tour along with Doreen and Randy. So you'll be among some authorities on the topic of Greenlawn. Number is 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org and show your support right now. Harry Houdini is buried at Greenlawn Cemetery? The magician?
That's what I didn't think so. Thurston. Howard Thurston, who was a contemporary of Harry Houdini. And what's interesting, he's in Greenlawn Abbey. And I was lucky enough many, many years ago to interview his daughter, who was in Florida before she died. And she had told me quite a bit about the family gathering for what was called the Broken Wand Ceremony to see if he would indeed make contact with him, because he was a very firm believer. He came out of that era of spiritualist activity, often following wars, who was in France at one point at a seance, and he saw someone elevated going out a window and coming in another one, and said there was no way that could have been a trick. So he very much believed that if there was a way to contact people, he could. And the family gathered there for many years, but nothing really ever happened. He was the magician famous for sawing the lady in half.
Okay.
And so he and Houdini were actually rivals at the same time. I think one of the most pervasive little South End trivia pieces was people did start to associate that on Halloween or in that time period that lights would come on in the mausoleum and he would be lurking about. But they confused it with Harry Houdini, who, where there's often something done on the anniversary, which is the end of October, to call him back. But as far as we know, Howard was very peaceful.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks to Mary Lazarus from Columbus for your pledge of support. Thank you so much. And thanks to Beth Morvay from Westerville for your show of support today. We appreciate it. It matters to us that you care enough about your public radio station to show your support in a substantive way, in a way that matters to you at whatever level you can afford. That's all we're ever asking people to do. If you can manage $15 a month or $180 one time, we'd love to have you join us for the tour of Greenlawn Cemetery on Sunday, October 13th at 5:30 p.m. It's a twilight tour. It'll be a lot of fun. There are a lot of great stories. Doreen Juha-Sauer, who you just heard from, of Columbus Landmarks, and Randy Rogers of Greenlawn Cemetery Association. They'll both be there along with Tom Betty of Columbus Landmarks. And they'll be leading these tours, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope you'll join me out there. 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. You know, I thought I wanted to go back to something you said earlier, Doreen, about how Columbus went through a lot of transition back in the 70s, and actually Columbus Landmarks was formed at that time, mm-hmm. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, of course, when they were tearing down the old train station.
Right, the right. old Union Station.
Right.
And it was a citizens' action movement. It wasn't orchestrated by a group of lawyers who were unhappy or anything.
Yeah, but it makes sense that when you said that this was before Boston, before Philadelphia, and these really old cities, obviously, but they didn't go through that rehabilitation period. They've always been so historical, people left them as they were.
Right. And I think that the concept of a ghost walk or a heritage ghost walk really was coming out of England, you know, where they will fight each other tooth and nail, and there'll be 62 tours going on at the same time at the same pub. You know, they're crazy about this.
Or the Dickens tours.
That's
and
right.
all kinds of tours. Yeah.
So we came upon it quite by accident. Just knowing that good stories are always a draw, and it was a way for us to communicate differently about buildings, whereas I don't think these other stories came about in those cities in quite the same way.
But I think it really changes people's appreciation for the architecture that's left in Columbus, which is a lot. I mean, there's still right. a lot of wonderful things, and the city approaches its whatever you want to call it, progress differently now than it used to.
I think it does. I think it approaches it more respectfully, and I think that's been the support that Columbus Landmarks gets from average citizens and others who are architects or in professional capacities for calling attention to buildings that are endangered, for instance. And I think the common denominator is once you hear stories, that place matters. And that was a tagline used by the National Trust, and it is so true. Once you can establish that place matters, because suddenly that's the common denominator for a neighborhood that could be overlooked as, oh, there isn't really much there, and to one that has all of these Victorian treasures. They're not to be compared as such. Each place matters, but perhaps for a different reason. And that's what all of these stories can help lead to.
I remember I had some relatives in town last spring, and we went for a drive around the city. We never really got out of Worthington before when they'd visit, and we got out and they wanted a tour of the city, and I was able to talk about all kinds of things because of all the tours I've been on with you now.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot more fun, I think, to be able to tell more about your city and know more about your city, and I'm sure you feel that way. Randy Rogers, when you got involved with Green Lawn Cemetery Association, did you know as much about it? Was that part of what drove you to that in that direction?
No. Actually, I got involved at the cemetery because I'm a bird watcher.
Okay, and, which is another huge draw.
Right. And in 1998, the cemetery was included when they designated an important bird area for the Whittier Peninsula and Lou Berliner Park and the cemetery. And from that point forward, the board decided that, you know, we should have a liaison to the community on the board at all times. And I'm the third generation. And since I'm president now, I like to tell people now the bird watchers have actually taken over the cemetery. But to your discussion with Doreen, that we really have, I think, a very interesting connection to Columbus Landmarks, because the cemetery is a place where we keep the memory of people alive. And for instance, the architects like Frank Packard. And when we hear that one of Frank Packard's buildings is in danger, that you know, that concerns us, because this is part of this guy's legacy who's buried here, and we don't like to see that legacy disappear. And then the cemetery itself is an architectural feature and sometimes endangered. And we have a building on the endangered building list right now. And you know, that's really a great connection. And it's not one that, you know, before becoming involved in the cemetery, I would have personally made the connection with and put together. But it's really a very strong relationship, because we have that aspect of it, that we're involved in keeping the memories of these people preserved, and we're also involved in an architectural feature of our own that we're trying to preserve.
We did a wonderful birdwatching event there last spring, and we really appreciated your help with that, Randy Rogers. And if folks went on that trip, that birdwatching trip last spring, which was fabulous, it was during just at the very end of the spring migration, then maybe this is another way to see the cemetery in a whole nother light, no pun intended. I mean, it's going to be at twilight. There won't be a lot of birds out there, I don't think, or at least not to the naked eye, and maybe a few bats.
We should see some big brown bats. They're pretty common there. They live in some of our chimneys.
Sure.
And at twilight, we might get a few, we might be a little late, but we might get a few migrating chimney swifts or nighthawks passing through still. And we do have resident owls, so if we're lucky, maybe we'll hear one of the great horned owls.
Thanks to David McKinnon from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for your pledge of support. And also Kathleen Rosati from Westerville. Thanks so much for showing your support today, Kathy Rosati. And thanks for telling us that All Sides with Ann Fisher, that 89.7 NPR News, that all the work we do here at WOSU Public Media is something that matters to you. Maybe you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher all the time. If you do, then you know that we work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics. It's one of the things people always tell me is I can't believe how many different topics you cover. From news of the day to long-term trends, you're going to hear all about it on this show. Our goal over time is to bring you all sides of the issues that matter to you. And this is something that only happens on public radio. To support local programming that is truly local, go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And remember that no matter what amount you give, you're supporting the news and information on 89.7 NPR News. There is power behind your gift to the station. Your gift is combined with thousands of other gifts, and all those gifts together make a very powerful voice. We are listener-supported public radio. You are the power behind public radio. Give now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And again, for a membership of $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, you can get a very special offer available for this hour only. Get two tickets for a WOSU Public Media exclusive haunted tour of Green Lawn Cemetery. You and a guest are invited on this ghostly tour, which is Sunday, October 13th. The tour will be hosted by Doreen Uhas-Sauer from Columbus Landmarks Foundation and Randy Rogers, the executive director of Green Lawn Cemetery, my guest this hour. Also joining us will be Tom Betty from Columbus Landmarks. The tour includes a twilight walk among the oldest sections of the cemetery with stories of those who rest there and who may still wander elsewhere. This will be a great evening with other WOSU members, and that I can't emphasize enough how much fun that is to be around, like I said, those kindred spirits. But we have a limited number of tickets for this tour. All the kindred spirits in the world can't go with us on this one. Once they're gone, they're gone. That's two tickets for a special haunted tour at Green Lawn Cemetery. That's $15 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And there's more. After the tour, we'll all join together for light refreshments and entertainment as you explore the grand and historically spooky, that's under in quotes, that must come from something, Green Lawn Abbey. Don't miss this wonderful evening. Get two tickets for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 right now. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And by the way, we have a whole bunch of local people a couple walls away volunteering to man the phones and take your calls. And this is how they show their support for 89.7 NPR News. We're asking, we know not everybody can take the time. Maybe you can take a moment, 2 minutes, to lend your financial support to 89.7 NPR News at whatever level you can afford. Thanks to Susan Yutzi from Columbus for your pledge of support. We have about 16 minutes to go now. Let's try to get 15 more pledges in 16 minutes. I know we can do it. We've got the people waiting there right now waiting for your call, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and you can read all about our plans for that evening. Let's talk about the Columbus Public Health Building that used to be the School for the Blind. The Columbus Landmarks Foundation made that part of its haunted history tour, and I know we're not going to go there, but I'm kind of wondering what's there.
Well, that's an interesting story because it was not so much a ghost as what was going on in the building. when it had been a school for the blind for many, many years, obviously there was a boys' dormitory, a girls' dormitory. There were very interesting building inside. You could run your hand down a rail and feel little bumps. That's how the children knew when they were going downstairs or they knew where they were going. The floor slightly sloped and whatnot. And as my husband used to point out, and the railing was only about knee high, which was scary as heck, you know, if you're a blind child.
Yeah.
But it was the Highway Patrol building for a time in which many generations of Columbus still remember it most. They had moved off a mansion in Broad Street, which was haunted, and they had moved into the old school for the blind. And over the years, the deterioration on the roof, just like the school for the deaf that later burned, was pretty severe. And so it was practice of the state of Ohio to go in and tar the floors. I think the idea that it was a leak, you know, so if it came through the roof, the floor was sealed above all of the other rooms on the other floors, and that would make it safe. Well, it could also make it go up like a Roman candle, which was what happened to the deaf school when it burned. But up in the attic of the Highway Patrol building, there would be strands of garlic up there, and they were hanging everywhere. And it was sort of an odd thing. It's not like you're trying to prevent bats. I think we've all seen enough of the shows to know why you hang garlic up. And then there was a discovery of a skeleton in the rafter parts much earlier of a child in there. And that had kind of sparked a lot of curiosity. It actually came up on another tour when it's part of the oldest stories of macabre in Victorian Village is a house on Third Avenue where I happen to know the people who live there. And they found a small box in the floorboards of the attic of a baby buried there. And I think just taking it out of the realm of ghosts or any pretend King, Stephen King story, what it does is it tells us sometimes about the children who die mysteriously. It's sometimes put in institutions, the family who never knew what to take care of or how to deal with them. And then there's a death and they just simply quietly put that child away someplace. In the case of Victorian Village, children born out of wedlock, it was not uncommon to the baby did not survive. Grandfather did his duty rather than have an illegitimate grandchild. And we don't want to think about those things happening, but that's the reality of life. And so it starts to tell us something more about economic circumstances and social values and the duplicity sometimes of social values. So we can learn a lot, not just by ghost stories sometimes, but by just knowing about death and how it was treated.
And how people were laid to rest in different circumstances.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks to Janet and George Powell from Delaware, Richard Glass from New Holland, and Alicia Rausch from Gahanna for your pledge of support. That means we only have 13 left and we have 12 minutes. 13 more to go. In 12 minutes, I know we can do it. Thank you so much for your support. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And this hour is about the haunting history of Columbus. And as my guest, Doreen Neuhaus-Sauer of Columbus Landmark said, it's not all about ghosts and haunting, but also about history, social history, economic history, and not just in Columbus, but of entire eras in our country. If you're interested in history, if you're interested in the history of Columbus and the history of our society, these are great tours to learn more of the stories of that history instead of the dates and not just and the figurative landmarks. Support a talk show that talks about these kinds of issues all the time. Support a talk show that is truly local. For this hour only, we're offering you a special thank you gift for $15 a month as a sustainer. You get two tickets for a WOSU Public Media exclusive. Haunted tour of Greenlawn Cemetery. We'll explore several sites in the oldest sections of the cemetery on Sunday, October 13th at 5:30 p.m. So check your calendar, check your phone, whatever you look at. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience for WOSU members only. That's $15 a month as a sustainer for two tickets or make a one-time gift of $180. We have a limited number of tickets. Get that gift in early if you want to go. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And after the tour, you and your guests will enjoy light refreshments and entertainment at Greenlawn Abbey. We'll hear some more stories, learn some more history, enjoy snacks. I mean, to me, sounds like the perfect evening. So it'll be a great time. Don't miss your chance to attend this exclusive event. I'll be there to join you. I'd love to meet you. Get two tickets for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thanks to Susan McKinley from Bexley for your pledge. That means we have 12 left and 10 minutes to go. I know we can do it. We've got, I think, 7 or 8 people there waiting for the phones to ring. So help them out. Make them feel like they're doing their part. 866-897-9678.
Well, we'll be able to introduce people to the actual resting place and story behind the lady in pink. Then there's another lady in gray who haunts places. The ghost of the jury room. Possibly we're on the trail of the actual ghost of the Thurber House the night the ghost got in. So we're able to try to connect the actual stories that are out there with the lives of the real people who live them. And I think that is a sort of a switch that nobody's ever really done before. And we're linking together these stories. And I know just recently, over breakfast one morning, Randy and I discovered that there is another little secret to the Kelton House, and who has a famous ghost, but we're not telling it on air, right? You got to come to this tour to find out what that little secret is.
Did we go to the Kelton House? Was that last year or the year before?
The year before.
And we went all through the house, and it was amazing and scary, and I kept waiting for the dolls to change places and stuff like that. There are Keltons buried at Greenlawn, right?
There are many Keltons buried at Greenlawn, and one who's moved recently. Well, not so recently, but that's part of the mystery we've been sort of unearthing. And I think, you know, people often ask me if I believe because we've been doing these for so long. And really, for me, the scariest part of the Kelton House was putting my hand in the wall, the deep wall, to deal with security one year. But we've always had some issues that came up with the Kelton House on every tour that we ever gave. So I think if there is a place, I would believe it probably would be that. And there are just so many sightings. So I'm not a disbeliever.
Just never experienced yourself.
But I am so oblivious that I don't know. I probably would check it out to that. I have a friend, however, who says that one way to think about this is that almost in all cultures at this time of year, there is a thinning of the veil between life and death. And I think if we think about it that way, that it is like a thinning of the veil, I think we are more open to being able to understand that passage that people, especially in Victorian times, felt was so important, that put aside the old ghosts of the graveyard, and this idea of the cemetery was to give peace and in nature. And I think that's worth reflecting on.
Randy Rogers, I've been to Greenlawn, the Abbey, a couple times now, thanks to these kinds of events. And it's so beautiful and it's so amazing to think that it was almost lost. I mean, it was in great disrepair not too many years ago.
Yeah, and so Greenlawn Abbey is being restored by the Greenlawn Abbey Association, and we work pretty closely with them. And soon we have a professional who actually operates the cemetery for us, and soon they will also be coming back into business with that same operator. So our relationship is just going to get closer. And it is. It's such a beautiful building, and it's so remarkable to me all the work that they've been able to do to restore that building. And of course, there's still a lot to go, but they've made such remarkable progress, and it's something we've been very supportive of. And it's a great relationship. We have a lot of just more and more events, really, that are tying the two properties together. We've looked at bicycle tours and just all kinds of different things that we're doing together now.
And that's actually an offshoot of Columbus Landmarks. It kind of started in that wheelhouse, and Kate Matheny really led the charge along with others who created that as a separate nonprofit. And so there's not a competition. There's a great partnership, and now it's becoming, you know, even more extensive with Greenlawn Cemetery's involvement.
Thanks to Delphina Christopher from Columbus for your pledge. That means we have 11 more pledges to go and just about 6 minutes, which is easy peasy lemon squeezy. There are plenty of volunteers over there waiting to take your call. 866-897-9678. It's time to show your support. This week, it's our fall membership drive. And something I'm very proud to do is ask for your support for 89.7 NPR News and WOSU Public Media. This hour of All Sides is devoted to the issues of history and the city's history and how that is incorporated in the fabulous Green Lawn Cemetery. It's our fall membership drive, and for this hour only, we have a special fall-themed thank you gift for you. Make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, and you'll get two tickets for a special haunted tour of Green Lawn Abbey. That's Green Lawn Cemetery, and that's $15 a month as a sustainer. Right now, don't miss this opportunity. We have a limited number of tickets, so make a gift of $15 a month. It can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. The event is Sunday, October 13th at 5:30 p.m. It is a twilight Victorian walk among the oldest sections of Green Lawn Cemetery. You'll hear stories about those who rest there and then enjoy a reception at Green Lawn Abbey with light refreshments and entertainment. Make a gift and get two tickets. That's $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversation on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. People say to me, "Why, there's so much variety in the show." Well, that's because that's a reflection of the city and the place where we live. That's not a manifestation of my imagination. That is where we live. There is a lot going on here, and there's a lot to talk about. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday morning. You hear straight from newsmakers from every side of the aisle. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, then now is the time to make a gift and support the station. And in return for that gift, you can go to an event exclusive to WOSU members. Get two tickets for a haunted tour of Green Lawn Cemetery for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Kimberly Lascola from Powell for your pledge. I hope to meet you on October 13th at 5:30 p.m. Kimberly, we have 10 to go and just about 3 minutes. And again, we have plenty of people back there, manning the phone, so it'll only take 2 minutes. Give us a call. 866-897-9678. I want to say thank you to my guests, Randy Rogers. He's president and executive director of Green Lawn Cemetery Association. That's the nonprofit that owns Green Lawn Cemetery. Randy, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks. It was a lot of fun, Ann.
And Doreen Neuhaus-Sauer, as always, education and outreach coordinator for Columbus Landmarks, a longtime friend of WOSU, has led many of our tours now over the years. Doreen, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. And I want you to know that as you're digging the big hole at 16th and High Street, we are looking eagerly as a neighborhood to make sure there are no bodies buried there or we can have another tour. But we'll talk about that later.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. Maybe we can talk about that on October 13th, Sunday, October 13th, as we tour the Green Lawn Cemetery. Thanks to Greg Pratt from Columbus for your pledge. That's 9 to go in just 2 minutes. 866-897-9678 is the number to call. Remember, 89.7 NPR News is dedicated to bringing you local and in-depth news. We have our award-winning news team. They just won another whole raft of awards in the last couple weeks. We have this show. It's a two-hour local talk show. This programming is only possible with listener support. You hear in-depth features on the issues that impact life in Central Ohio from our news department, and you hear conversations about those topics that matter to you when you listen to All Sides. Sometimes people say that they didn't think they'd be interested in it, but the next thing they knew, an hour had flown by and they'd listened to the whole thing. So we bring you interviews with newsmakers around the country and in your own backyard. Support the programming that keeps you connected. Go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Remember, no matter what amount you give, you're supporting the news and information at 89.7 NPR News. there is power behind your gift to the station. Your gift is combined with thousands of other gifts and all of those together. You're listening to listener support at WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, Global, Local. Thanks to Kent and Diane Rambo from Columbus for your pledge. 8 to go, and we still have time. For all I know, people are on the phone right now making that pledge. Thank you so much for your support. Thanks for listening. Remember that we're dedicated to bringing you this news and information every single day. Thanks for your attention and thanks for your support. I'm Ann Fisher. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.